This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending February 9th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week at 182.12, which was about 40 cents lower than the previous Friday. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the weekly average of all types of sales, including the spot trade, formulas, etc., was at 185.30, which was $4.60 lower, and kind of got caught up with the trend in the spot market from last week, but it still was $3 higher than the current spot market. The total reported box beef volume was 6,905 loads, which was only 25 loads better than last week, which are really not enough sales for a $4 drop in the market. The out front box beef sales were 1,231 loads, which was 155 loads higher than the previous week. The big news for the week, however, was the export sales, which were really large, especially the overseas portion. They were 1,381 loads last week, which was almost double from the week before. The price dropped enough to encourage the offshore sales, which was the highest that we have seen in quite some time. The formula trade was 2,954 loads for the week, which was about 206 loads less than last week, and adds to the fact that domestic sales were really not quite that good last week. The economy has been tougher on domestic sales than many people realize. The most recent rolling 10-week box beef sales average was 6,655 loads per week, which compares to 7,283 loads per week last year at this same time. That's a difference of over 600 loads per week, which has been going on since late last summer. The primal cut portion of the spot trade was mostly steady, except ribs showed some improvement. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were steady to $1 higher. The middle meats, the ribs and loins, were mixed with loins steady and ribs up to $8 higher. But the select cuts saw the greatest increases on those ribs. The 50% trimmings lost about $6.50 last week, particularly putting the most pressure on that cutout. The cow cutout ended the week firm again, influenced by the ongoing demand for lean 90% trimmings. The finished cattle trade was mostly steady, but instances $1 lower in Nebraska. Dress prices were mostly $2 lower at $2 in the beef. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle dropped quite a bit, 12 pounds to 1,258 pounds, bringing it more in line with the normal seasonal weights, but they are still compares to 1,243 pounds last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight jumped 2 pounds to 873 pounds, but that compares to 855 last year. The choice select spread follows its normal seasonal drop and was about $1.40 lower at $2.50 by Friday as consumers continue to switch to buying more select product. The nearby CME ended the week about 65 cents lower than the previous Friday. The yearling feeder cattle market in the Southern Plains auctions was steady to $3 higher early in the week, then turned weaker by the end of the week. Stocker type cattle were $1 to $4 higher, with instances $10 higher. Receipts at our 10 test auctions in the 5-state area were 37,000 head compared to 29,000 head the previous week, as sellers moved more cattle in response to the previous week's increased prices. Those 5 to 600 pound steers traded mostly at 163 to 188. The yearling trade on 700 to 750 pound steers was at 144 to 154. And those 8 to 850 pound steers were trading at 139 to 149. The wider spreads on those yearlings was caused by the weakening demand as the week progressed. The Texas Direct Trade reported almost 31,000 head in sales that were $1 to $3 higher early in the week, but showed some weakness also late week, especially on those steers weighing over 800 pounds. There were 1,200 head of 750 to 800-pound steers trading at 144 to 147, and almost 4,000 head of 800 to 850-pound steers at 138 to 147. Both of those were current FOB prices. The nearby CME month closed the week $4.20 lower on Friday. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.